Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us today comes from the gospel lesson in Luke chapter 10. Again, we hear, starting at verse 38, "Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she went up to him and said, 'Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me.' But the Lord answered her, 'Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her.'" This is God's word. Can you imagine inviting Jesus over for dinner and he says yes? Martha didn't have to imagine. It was happening. Motivated by her hospitality and her deep respect for Jesus, she had invited him into her house. And he was coming over. So, knowing that she had a role to perform, and knowing that she might be judged by how well she performed that role, Martha dug in. And naturally, she expected her sister Mary to lend a hand with the preparations. Sure, Martha understood when Mary sat down and started to listen to Jesus, that was the polite, proper thing to do. No sense in being rude to the guest that you invited into your home. But when Mary didn't move, when Mary gave every indication that she was staying put, Martha started to get upset. We can only speculate about her behavior in those moments. Did Martha sigh? Did she clear her throat? Bang the pans together a little louder than normal? The Bible doesn't say. But what it does say is that Martha spoke. "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." And what does Jesus say? "Uh-oh, Mary, you better get in there. You're going to get in trouble." No. Jesus replies, "Martha, Martha." Now, we all know what that means. This is a cross-cultural thing. When somebody doubles up your name, hang on for whatever comes next. And here it is. "Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. One thing is necessary. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Now, don't you wonder what Martha thought about that response? Luke doesn't record it. But because of this exchange, throughout the centuries, Martha has been labeled. She's been labeled as the sister with misplaced priorities. She's been labeled as the sister who did not sit and listen to Jesus. Martha was the sister who got it all wrong. But is that fair? Well, let's think. Martha, in the first place, was the one who asked Jesus to come over. She's the one who identified something special in this teacher. And Jesus never said Martha was wrong to be a good hostess. But with his gentle refusal, he makes it perfectly plain that while she and all of us have important things that need to be done, and we have to do them. There's only one thing that is absolutely necessary, and that is faith and regard for Jesus as the final word in all things. Now, in these moments recorded in this story, Martha certainly embodies a sense of busyness common to many of us. Even a sense of holy busyness. You know, we're doing all of these projects for God. We've got our lists, we're rolling up our sleeves. But what if what God really wants, what if what Jesus really wants is simply your attention? What if Jesus just wants you, above all things, to listen to Him? Now, I'm posing these as questions, but Jesus actually said, only one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen it. Are you willing to be challenged as Martha was? Are you willing to lay your doing down and just give Jesus your undivided attention? Now, about Martha, I think that we can say that she came through this embarrassing moment just fine. In fact, we can say she knew there was only one person who was needful. How can we say that? Because after her brother Lazarus had died and was buried, Jesus came to their home one more time. When the sisters heard that Jesus had come, Mary stayed inside crying, while Martha went out to greet the Lord, and it was Martha, though grieving her brother's death, who said to Jesus, "If you had been here, my brother would not have died, but even now I know God will give you whatever you ask." And it was Martha who said, "I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who has come into this world." And it was Martha who believed that Jesus was the resurrection and the life. Martha believed that anyone who trusts in Jesus as Savior and Lord, even though they die, yet shall they live. Martha had the one person needful. By the Holy Spirit's power, there was placed inside of her a desire to welcome the Savior, to do her best for her Savior, to witness to the Savior, to believe in the Savior, to even believe that He had the power to overturn death. Yeah, I don't think the kitchen incident damaged her faith. If anything, it sharpened her focus. The truth was spoken to her in love, and she received it and took it to heart. Have you? Do you have the one thing, the one person who matters most? Do you know His love? Today, the Holy Spirit once again calls. Today, the Holy Spirit points you to Jesus, who cared so much for you that the sting of a whip could not stop His love. The Spirit points you to Jesus, who cared for you so much that He allowed His broken body to be lifted up on the cross so that your sins could be forgiven and forgotten. The Holy Spirit points you to the one who overturned death for others and emerged from his own grave alive himself to grant you and all who believe life that never ends. The Spirit spotlights that one person who is needful, the Savior who is faithful unto death, so that you might receive a crown of life. My friends, you are anxious and troubled about many things. But one thing is necessary. Mary chose the good portion, and that same invitation extends to you today. Lay your deadly doing down. Down at Jesus' feet. Stand in Him and Him alone. Gloriously complete. Amen. And now may the God of peace Himself grant you peace at all times and in all ways. The Lord be with you all. Amen.